Our next panelist
is Ricky Merrick. Ricky is representing the Laboratory Messaging Community of Practice. And with that, I'll let you start, Ricky.
Okay. So for those of you who don't know what the Lab Community of Practice is doing, can you guys hear me okay?
Hopefully. Okay. So we came about because I like to stick my fingers in everything, if you haven't noticed. And so I was working on the Public Health Interoperability Project, or FLIP, which is a CDC APHL co-sponsored project to try to get influenza results reported from the public health lab directly to CDC Epi. So that was my primary, or that is my primary work. But I was also involved in the ELR National Laboratory Reporting Work Group, and I was asked to, you know, look at the LIMS integration project vocabulary that the LRN is using. So I was already kind of involved in those three efforts, and they all deal with vocabulary for lab. They all deal with messaging from lab. So I felt like it was really important to make sure everybody talks to everybody. So originally, we just invited each other to each other's calls to give quarterly updates. And then when CDC stood up the community of practice, we said, well, let's formalize this whole thing and let's reach out and become bigger, hopefully. So we formed the Lab and Messaging Community of Practice. Now, some community of practices have regular schedules. They meet once a month for an hour or an hour and a half with pre-decided topics. And what the Lab Messaging Community of Practice does is we use PH Connect a lot. And we basically post topics on there saying, okay, I have this problem. I need to figure out, like our current problem is I need to figure out all the specimen terms in SNOMED because that's the new terminology we would like to go to. So can you guys help me out with that? And other people say, well, yeah, I'd like to not have to worry about the HL7 table 70 terms for specimens. They don't work so well. So let's all work together. So we kind of hold call and then schedule calls from there. So I guess I jumped ahead of myself. So what we've been doing in the past is both LRN and APHL, the public health laboratories, they work on specimen not only collected from humans. ELR obviously does not necessarily look at that so much, so that they do, though, for rabies. But so one of the things that we need to make sure is that the laboratory knows where the specimen came from. Is it a human specimen? Is it an animal specimen? Is it an environmental specimen? So trying to figure out a good place to stick that in the message because, as John will tell you, there's different data elements from a human sample versus an environmental sample. I can't provide you a name for an environmental sample, for example. So, but it's a core requirement for a human or an animal sample. So there's different data elements, so we wanted to make sure that from the very start we could identify the origin of the specimen to then work down on the requirements. The other major project we're currently working on is still working on the vocabulary for the specimen-related fields. In the SPM segment, that's a new segment in the HL7 message that now has, you know, more spaces to talk about about the specimen in more detail. So, and one of the things we found is that the old terms, because we only had a single field in the message, were kind of combobulated. You know, you had the type and the site and the collection method all in one term, like nasopharyngeal swab. And for some of those terms, there are SNOMED terms available. For other terms that are existing like that, there are not. And so what we're working on is trying to create a specimen cross-mapping table so that people that have terms, just single terms for the specimen, can properly populate all five, six fields in the message and talk to people who keep those five, six fields in the message separately. As well, so that's basically what's currently going on. Is we're trying to get more feedback on the specimen terms, trying to find the right SNOMED codes, and if we decide there are none, then submit them to SNOMED. Okay, how we do it. I guess I already talked about that. So really what we do, though, is we schedule the calls. We use the events button on PH Connect to get the details out for these calls. And the notes from the calls, as well as any work product from the calls, is posted back to PH Connect with a homework assignment for people to review and post comments on that. So as of last week, we actually have a listserv. So now we can get our information out a little bit better, hopefully. So if you're interested at all in anything related to lab vocabulary or lab messaging, join us if you want to help us finalize the specimen crossmap and map and tackle any other vocabulary issues you may come up with. Join us. So we're on PH Connect, and there's the information on how to sign up for our listserv.
Thank you, Ricky. Do you have a question, sir?
Yeah, I have a question. On this listserv, mm-hmm. What are you doing to keep sure that this our email address and stuff like that are not going to get seen to the public, and so we're not going to get a bunch of spam, a bunch of other stuff that we don't want? Are they readily available, or are they?
When you get an email from the listserv, the only thing that shows up is a two, in the two list is the listserv at listserv.com or at cdc.gov. Yeah, so at least that was my experience when I looked at it. And
it is managed by CDC. It's a CDC listserv.
So they're not going to be publicly available at all, or not going to be shared with, I don't know, like the audience?
It will not be shared with the public.
I hope not. I mean, but that's a good question. But I was assuming it was, it's CDC managed. So
it is. It's moderated by CDC. So their members can send information to other listserv members as a whole, but it's not something that you can use individually just to send to one person. And it is moderated. Are there any other questions? Are there any virtual questions? Okay. Looks like we're running ahead of schedule. We have the vocabulary and messaging community of practice update. I'm not sure if you wanted to do
that. Sure, I can do it.
And Ricky will also go ahead and present for that. I was scheduled for Lindley, and I'm sorry you couldn't be here, but Ricky will go ahead and speak on that community of practice. Ricky.
Okay, so I stick my fingers in everything, so I'm also part of the vocab and messaging community. So this one sounds like it's an overlap. Sounds like it's an overlap with the lab and messaging community of practice. But what we're trying to do is any vocabulary questions that are specific to laboratory that come up in this group will flow to the lab community, and vice versa. If there's other message-related questions that come up in our work group, we forward them to the vocabulary and messaging COP. So since these are not my slides, I'm going to just go ahead and read. So vocab and messaging community of practice was established in 2009, so that's when CDC stood up their community of practices. The vocab and messaging community of practice is one of those community of practices that schedule monthly calls. So they actually, I think it's Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Is it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Do you remember off the top of your head?
Yes.
The third Tuesday? Third Tuesday of every month for an hour and a half. And usually they collect topics to be discussed and then ask people to come present on topics. And any new topics that you want to put out, you'll put on PH Connect. And again, the call notes and work product are posted out to PH Connect, and the calls are recorded because most of the time they are webinar-like or presentation-like calls. And okay, so what have we been discussing? The ONC Standards and Interoperability Framework Public Health Reporting Initiative, so that must have just happened this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's a brand new initiative that we're trying to kind of piggyback on what the case case reported standardization work group has been working on is trying to paint a picture of what is public health reporting, what all is part of public health reporting, not just case reporting, but every possible public health report, and not just to CDC or local public health departments, but also, for example, to the FDA or to EPA or any other organization that has to do with public health reporting. Because we figured out that there's not a single picture you can point to and say, okay, here's where you look up what all falls in the realm of public health reporting. That was discussed at the vocab and messaging community of practice. The reportable condition mapping table, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with those. You'll hear a lot about those also at this conference. It's basically the updated version of the Dwyer tables, which map reportable conditions to their respective LOINC codes for related lab tests and related SNOMED codes for the results. We talked about ELR vocabulary and messaging. We talked about LexEVS and LexGrid and the possibilities, you know, the different approach that that has taken over point-to-point messaging. We talked about meaningful use requirement testing. We talked about conformance testing of HL7 messages and what that means. We talked about the HL7 messaging workbench. We talked about the new surveillance messaging guide when it was in draft. We talked about FinVADS and how to use it. In fact, we get regular updates on FinVADS whenever it gets updated or a new functionality gets added. And we talked about different LOINC and SNOMED implementations. So if you're interested in vocabulary in a broader picture and messaging in a broader picture, come join us. We're on PH Connect, and we also have a listserv for that.
Thank you, Ricky. Are there any questions from the audience? The question was, what would be the next big thing that would come out of all of these discussions, correct?
So there's a lot of discussion, a lot of sharing, a lot of feedback. So the proposal that we have is that we have a proposal
for SNOMED. What do you envision being the next deliverable of this community? Okay. You know, I think I alluded to this earlier, at least from the public health case reporting work, and it does touch on a lot of work that the laboratory and vocabulary messaging are engaged in, because we're all at some point addressing a lot of the things that are very similar. But it's about being prepared going forward for, I think at least for us, is being prepared when meaningful use stage 3 comes about. I know we're still addressing stage 1, we're still addressing, you know, 3 of those performance public health performance measures in ELR, syndromic and immunization. But stage 3 is around the corner and will come up fast. And when it does, we need to be prepared. And so what we need to do is be able to address what are the requirements for public health case reporting, but also what is the required data elements, vocabulary, a part of that, and recommendations to the powers that be for the type of the structure that it needs to be, that public health would like to, I think, receive from the EHR's systems. So I think it's, at least from our perspective, it's being prepared. The next big thing for us is meaningful use stages 2 and 3, if you will, in case reporting that touch on a lot of the work that Ricky and Lynn are engaged in.
So from the lab community of practice, what will come out of this is what's called the specimen cross-mapping table. Basically, we took vocabulary that's in use in the public health departments at the public health labs and those HL7 table terms, both table 70 and table 487, and map them to SNOMED. And in some cases, you can't do a one-to-one mapping because these terms are, you know, multifaceted. So we created the cross-mapping table, and that cross-mapping table should be, you know, completed by the end of this year. In fact, the standards and interoperability framework is currently working on a laboratory result implementation guide for reporting lab results from EHR to from labs to ambulatory EHRs. And part of that initiative, they looked at using SNOMED for specimen type. Because that cross-mapping table is out there, I could point them to it and say, look at this. You know, this is what it would look like if it wasn't SNOMED versus HL7. What do you guys think of it? So I think what we need to do is, you know, we've been working in public health in these community practices to get a handle on what do we in public health want. But the next step is to go out and get input from the commercial labs, from the EHR vendor community, in the SNI framework possibly. That would be one setting where, you know, that's easily set up, to really congeal that and get more feedback if it's doable for folks by the stage three. So what John was saying, you know, looking at the data elements and the vocabulary, is kind of building a framework for any of the public health reporting that we would need that's reusable, you know, for cancer, for early hearing detection, for vital records, for any public health reporting that you can think of, and create that so the EHRs know, the EHR vendors can get their products ready to have these data elements stored and presented in the same way. Because what we can't do is we can't go to providers and say, you know, build this interface for cancer, build this interface for early hearing detection, build this interface for newborn screening. We really have to get our act together and say, okay, here's one interface. No matter what reportable condition you have, use this to send to us. And I think that's where we need to go.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Are there any virtual questions? I'd like to thank you for joining us for this session, and I wanted to also thank our panelists, John Abelera and Ricky Merrick.